if our tax collections were not to grow at all, then we would need to either raise taxes or cut spending by $226 million. So that's the problem that's going to be staring us in the face as the governor and the legislature work on the state budget a year from now. But again, this is predicated on the economy, in a sense, grinding to a dead halt and tax collections not growing at all. And frankly, to have to find money next year at this time of $200+ million is not too difficult. It's a much smaller imbalance than we saw between 1997 and 2013.
Is there anything likely to occur that would reverse this?
You know, one thing that it's important to remember, and if listeners think back to the last few years, the national economic news has been very uneven. One quarter, we would get acceleration. The next quarter, we would get slowdown. It's very dependent on the psychology of business owners and consumers, but also on what's going on in foreign countries. Take Ukraine, for instance. And as those things enter or leave the picture, that can either help or hurt the situation as well. You know, meanwhile, you have oil prices lurking in the background that tend to bounce around a lot. So 1 month of disconcerting news doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to have month after month of bad news. But again, we are in the process of, in effect, absorbing a tax cut.
And that tax cut, will it act as a stimulus for the state economy or perhaps even be a negative factor?
Yeah, well, that's a question I get often and have answered it over the last 20 years always the same way, which is, you know, when you're talking about a tax cut of $200 or $400 or $600 million in a year, you've got to remember that you've got a state economy that is in excess of $250 billion. So if you've got a tax cut that's 1.5%, 2% of the size of the economy, it isn't going to have some giant oomph. It's not going to hurt. It's good to have more money in people's pockets, but got to sort of keep this in perspective. And, you know, again, ultimately, and I know governors and legislators of both parties don't like to hear this, but we really do ride the national and global economic wave. We aren't as in control of our economic destiny as some people would like.
Todd Berry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, thanks for shedding some light on this subject for us.
Oh, my pleasure.